Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. Going electric? Plug into the Kia Niro plug-in hybrid.
Kia. Movement that inspires.
Thanks, Mary. 51551 Wash Your Hands, Jim Hoare. Jim, good afternoon. Brexit.
Yes, sir.
It was only a matter of time. We had calls about 3 weeks ago, but a more important issue at the time, the mother and baby home issue, took over. But they're coming back in again. What happened, Jim?
Joe, I went to start my wife's car the other day because I was sitting up for so long. I wanted to make sure the battery wasn't flat.
Yeah.
Took it for a spin and I found the power steering had gone.
Okay.
Took it to the garage and they told me that a fuse pack needed to be replaced.
Okay.
They did not have it in stock, going to have to order it.
All right.
I said, where is it coming from? It's coming from the factory in the UK.
Okay.
Fine. They'll have it within a day or two. I got a phone call from the garage to say customs are holding, the container is in and we're waiting custom clearance.
Okay.
The following day, I was told that it had been cleared. My package that was in the 40-foot container had been cleared by customs. And I should have it the next day. I received a phone call from the garage the next day to say that customs were now withholding everything in the container because they discovered an item that was not declared.
Ah, no.
And what was that, I said?
AK-47. What?
Walnuts, Joe, walnuts.
Walnuts, whole walnuts. And what did they say? A bag of walnuts, or...?
Apparently they were ground walnuts. For what purpose, I don't know.
But why can't they hold on to the walnuts?
Oh, that's the question I was asking, Joe. And release everything else. Now, there could have been other important parts on that. For example, there could be parts for a medical equipment that needed to be delivered and replaced. But why did they hold the entire contents of the container? Because of one undeclared item.
Now, were walnuts held? Well, they would be held because of Brexit, wouldn't they? Because walnuts are not grown in the UK, should they not? So they would have come into the UK and they would be coming out of the UK to Ireland.
Yes.
And that's a big no-no at the minute in terms of paperwork. And is it because of Brexit or because of... Would walnuts carry a disease or anything into Ireland, I wonder?
Well... I wanted to qualify. When I heard that I was going on air, I wanted to qualify.
Oh, well done.
Some things. And Emma, the lady in the garage, was very, very helpful to me.
Okay.
And apparently this container mostly contained motor parts for various garages around the country.
Really important, yeah.
Right. And I said, okay, what's walnuts got to do with that? And she said, apparently ground walnuts are used in the process of cleaning clogged pipes and filtration systems.
Yeah.
So I said, okay, so it was a garage then, somewhere in the country, I didn't ask her who, that ordered this particular product. And she said, yes.
Okay.
And it happened to be, they skipped, on the manifest it wasn't declared, sorry.
Okay.
It was probably put into the container. An oversight on somebody's part.
I thought you... Seriously, I'm not being facetious, Jim. I thought you were going to say that walnuts could be used in the manufacture of explosives or something. But they're not.
No, Joe.
No, I'm not being facetious.
No.
I just... When they...
No, no, I appreciate what you're saying. Walnut shells, actually. The shells of walnuts are actually ground down for various uses.
Okay. They can be shot through a pipe and...
Exactly.
And do their work. Okay. Yeah. But in the meantime, car can't work without power steering.
No, Joe, it's not like the old days when you just drove a car before power steering.
Yeah.
We have power steerings on all our cars now, and when that pump ceases to work, you'd need muscles on your muscles to drive it.
Yeah, I know. Remember when cars didn't have power steering, you'd be like a frozen shoulder, you'd have... Two frozen shoulders. But remember, buses for a long time in Ireland, the Leyland buses in Dublin didn't have power steering. Mother of God. How did they ever do? But Jim, okay, we'll get on. But the calls we had on Brexit about 2 weeks ago were about parts, but they were really, that people couldn't get here. But there were really important hydraulic parts, if I remember, that were necessary for some equipment in pharmaceutical, a company that maintains machines.
That's the point I was making earlier, exactly. Yeah. I didn't hear that particular topic online.
So it's now a week and a half later.
A week and a half later, and just before I came on air, I did go to the garage and I said, listen, guys, I'm bringing this up with Joe Duffy on our problem. And she said, oh, yeah, fine, go ahead. We don't mind about that. And then she said to me, we had to order your part a second time because of this. And she said, that's going to be in the country today. And that will be cleared today.
Okay, well, walnuts are manufactured, apparently, are grown in China, 56%, Turkey, Iran, and the United States. None of those countries are in the EU, by the way. So,
none.
So why is there such a complication? Okay, we'll try and find out, Jim. Safe travelling in the meantime.
Thanks, Joe. And thanks,
wash your hands. Jim Hall, 51551, my chance.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
John Quinn, back to Brexit. What happened, John?
Hello, Joe. How are you keeping?
You got a lovely present off your girlfriend for Christmas.
I did. I got a lovely leather jacket that was bought and paid for in November and sent from the UK.
Yeah.
And she gave it to me for Christmas Day and it was lovely. And it was a little bit short.
Okay.
On the arms, so we sent it back to get resized, and there was no problem with that.
Okay.
And then when it was delivered by UPS last week, the driver wanted €89.
This just was simply effectively an exchange of a jacket.
Yeah, there was no other transaction.
There's no transaction. What did he want the 90 quid for?
It's, I've had so many conversations about this, but there's a €19 handling charge, and there's English VAT.
Of course, now,
and customs, and some customs. I haven't got the breakdown of it.
So it was a 90 quid charge on a transaction where no money was involved.
Yeah, it was a replacement jacket. Yeah, the jacket was bought in November, bought and paid for, delivered, surprise present for Christmas. Too small, and she sent it back, and the driver arrived last week. Nice man.
Doing the job.
It was the fifth delivery that morning where he had to ask the people for money.
Yeah. Was he accepting cash or she? Was he or she accepting cash or credit cards?
Well, my girlfriend didn't have cash on her, so he said that he would just say no contact with the recipient, and he would come again the next day. But we set in motion refuse the charge.
Liberated.
Now, that's still ongoing. We have about 10 email addresses, 10 different phone numbers. Now, there is a lovely lady helping us at the minute, and I have to ring her at 6 o'clock this evening.
Yeah. Now, John, you might have either grown out of the jacket or grown back into the jacket by the time it sorted out.
Well, the problem was they hold it for 5 days, and if it goes back...
Back into the system,
So it's probably another €89.
Okay, John. Okay, I hope you have something. Have you something to wear in the meantime? A cagoule or something?
I know, the worst thing you could do is be asking your girlfriend, how much did you pay for my present?
Exactly. Okay, John. Thanks, John Quinn. Tony Morgan, Monaghan, Brexit. Tony.
Hey, Joe. How's it going?
Good. What happened?
The whole thing's a bit of a mess. We stockpiled before Christmas, but now we're looking at taking goods in, and anything that comes from the UK that's origin is outside the UK, there's tariffs on, and tariffs plus VAT on it.
Okay.
It's just the paperwork. It's absolutely mental. I can give you an example. We bought in 2 pallets worth of stuff from the UK just before Christmas there. £2,700 paid for it, deal done, way you go. If we were doing that now, I was actually talking to the supplier, there's 91 items in that and there's 60 commodity codes. Now, if you're going through an agent, if you can get an agent, you're talking about €10 per commodity code and €50 for the invoice. So you're talking about just that alone, €620 plus. You're talking about the tariff on top of that and the VAT on top of that.
So you run a discount shop in Monaghan, Tony. And how many lines would you be getting from England, so to speak?
Approximately, up to last year, 70% of our goods were coming from the UK.
And how many lines do you stock?
We stock about 3,000 to 4,000.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah, okay. Oh, my God. And did you stock up before Christmas?
We actually finished off checking off the deliveries yesterday. We had about 40 pallets in before, which will carry us through till March. But we start ordering next week. Now, our UK, about 50% of them are helping us. They're saying up between £50 and £70 extra on a pallet. And then we have to pay the tariffs on top of that. But they're doing the commodity codes. But we're responsible. We're the importers. We're responsible to make sure those commodity codes are right and the correct tariffs have been paid. It's just putting so much more paperwork onto us.
And Tony, can you source those products elsewhere?
We've 12 pallets coming in from Belgium on Friday and possibly another 10 coming in from Holland the following week. But there's certain products. Christmas, we have to do in England. It's a completely different concept. Yeah. The products are different and everything. Plus, if you're buying any electrical stuff, it's different as well.
Of course, yeah.
We're trying our best, but we saw during the first lockdown there, any of the stuff from Belgium, we ordered in June and they came into us in October. The whole thing just, they sorted their own people out first, basically. With such a demand on their products.
This was the common thread as well 2 weeks ago when we were talking about Brexit. Irish companies were saying we're feverishly and we're determined to source our parts or our products elsewhere because it's just too much of a pain to get it from England or the UK, GB.
The thing is about GB, it's like just in time. Before Christmas there, if we ran out of gift bags, we'd order them on the Monday to be on the shelf on the Thursday. If we do that now in England, I'm talking to friends there. There's one friend, she's a shop in Carrick Cross. She ordered tubs of sweets from Scotland 3 weeks ago, and they're in limbo somewhere. She thinks she has to get clearance from the Department of Agriculture. Our suppliers of bird food will not supply will not supply Ireland at all because of Department of Agriculture clearance, etc.
Is there any, because this was said to me yesterday as well, that a local shop said that they previously, when they ordered board seed, it took 5 days to come in. Now it's taking at least 5 weeks if you can get it.
Yeah, we ordered seven pallets before Christmas.
Is there no Irish manufacturer or producer of...
It's price, Joe. It's come down to the price. If we can get any of our products in Ireland at the same price or even a similar price, we'd always go with the Irish supplier.
Okay.
And there's a bit of an anomaly there as well, a bit of a grey area with the Northern Ireland Protocol, that goods brought into Northern Ireland from a third country, from the UK, but originally from a third country like China, that they should be, you should be paying tariffs on those if they're brought into the Republic of Ireland because you're bringing them into the EU. Yeah. But I was in touch with Revenue and I asked them that, and they said as a result of the Protocol on Ireland and Northern Ireland, there are no customs formalities required for moving goods from Northern Ireland to Ireland. So I don't know should we set up a company in Northern Ireland and bring the stuff into the UK ourselves. It's going to be a very, very long road.
Okay, Tony, stay going anyway. Many staff are you employing there?
There's 11 of us here now. We just moved into a new shop in July.
Okay, and you're man in town?
Clonus.
Oh, Clonus, yeah, okay. Okay, Tony, we'll keep going anyway if you can. That's 11 families working. Thanks indeed, Tony Morgan in Clonus.
Joe Duffy!
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
Joe at rt.ie. Jerry Breen, former Lord Mayor of Dublin, former City Council. Jerry, good afternoon. Brexit again, what's happened?
There's a lot of cargo being held up in Dublin Port.
Okay.
And it's not coming through. I placed an order with my main supplier in the UK 3 weeks ago on the 13th of January. And I believe it's in somewhere, bonded warehouse, they say, or some warehouse.
And why is your, you do first aid equipment, don't you, supplies?
Yeah.
Okay. And why are they being held up?
So if you order a pallet from the UK, it generally gets put with groupage. So you might have 20 other pallets. If one of those pallets has incorrect paperwork, doesn't have the EORI, doesn't have the correct commodity code, doesn't have a commercial invoice, they'll hold the whole shooting gallery up, Joe.
And
so
is this like the caller at the start, the Skoda, was Jim Hoare to start. They're looking for a really important part for the car. It's fine. It's in Dublin Port, but it's not being released because they found walnuts in the container.
Well, I mean, I was chasing with a clearance agent. You have to get to the kernel of the issue. But I was chasing with a clearance agent, and they said to me, as it currently stands, the AIS system, Irish Revenue System, is currently down and has been since Wednesday. And, you know, we were shopping last weekend and my wife noticed a number of key items were missing from the shelves down in Aldi East Wall. But, I mean, I have three different consignments due in. One that was sent when I ordered on the 6th of January. They sent it a second time at the pallet. I'm still waiting on either the first or second pallet. So I think we're going to have a build-up of issues now.
It's going to
impact on economic outlook if we don't handle it.
And prices and supply. And Gerry Breen, thanks to Neither Gerry Breen.
Thanks,
for say supplies, but also former Lord Mayor of Dublin City Councillor. Back on Monday, Rebecca Meehan produced, Mark Dyers and sound, Maeve Mooney was the BCO, Niamh Dunn was the researcher. And Ray Darcy is next.